Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, where you listen to my guest and I speak up so that you can act upon what you've heard. Today, we are celebrating International Women's History Month, but as you know, last week, we started with the celebration by having a preview, a little taste of the Indigenous Dance Festival that was happening. So today, we're doing something called a pop-up poetry day. We did it at Valentine's Day, and many of you wrote or called and said you liked it. So here we are again. Pop-up poetry is kind of like when you have had a nice Friday and you notice the weather's good and you decide to call up some friends and say, come by, we're going to have a picnic, or come by, we're going to look at some movie. So today we're inviting you to come by, listen to what happens when you invite some people who love poetry, love expressing their sentiments, and can connect to something like Women's History Month. As each person just before they begin, they'll give a brief introduction so you will know who they are. And we also use a thing called RIIFF, and that is Respectful, Interesting, Inspiring, Friendly Feedback. That's a carryover through the Powered by Age podcast and some other poetry things. I don't do slams. I don't like the idea of this poor poet comes to slam up against the other one. We take people soaring higher and higher. So without further ado, I'm going to start with the person that was first checking in on our poetry pop-up today, and that is Neil Ryan. He will introduce himself briefly and share a poem.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an 84-year-old, as of last week, poet, and I love sharing my work. And I have two pieces to share today, and we'll get to them in a minute. But in the meantime, yes, my name is Neal, N-E-A-L-L. My mother couldn't spell, so anyway. What else can I tell you? Is that life is good, and it's good to be here, and I love sharing my work. So, Charlotte, do you want me to go right into sharing a poem?
Yeah, do your first one.
Okay. This poem is called "Who Is She to Do?" I'm sorry. Who is she to you? A poem for Women's Day. Who is she to you? A mother who deserves your respect, not because she's your mother, but because she is the source of life that was there for you when you needed her. Who is she to you? A sister who was there to drive you batty and share the experience with those truly crazy making parents that you share. Who is she to you? A teacher who treated you with kindness when your playground experience was crumbling down around your ears. Who is she to you? A daughter who merits your unconditional love, not because she's perfect, but because unconditional love will teach her to love herself. Who is she to you? A wife, a life partner, a lover, an advocate, someone who's got your back while you and her try to sort out all the pitfalls and convolutions of life. Who is she to you? A sales clerk who's had a difficult day with a world of kids, bosses, and God knows what, who deserves your patience because she's got a crummy job with crummy pay and she's there to serve you. Who is she to you? She is someone who's been insulted, verbally abused, sexualized at a young age, and physically threatened at some time in her life because she is female. She is a person who deserves nothing less than your full respect as an equal human being. That's who she is to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay, are there a couple of people who would like to volunteer to give some riff to Neil? Okay, Lisa, if you were in an auction, you would have bought it.
I was scratching my eye. But Neil, thank you for that poem. I really enjoyed it. I think that it was beautiful and that it put on display the different aspects and the facets of womanhood, the good, and the challenging that makes us better, that comes to make us better. So thank you for that.
Okay. Dr. Ramona has her hand up.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Neil. That was wonderful. You know, all the different ways we look at a woman, mother, sister, teacher, daughter, wife. And I like the bottom line of your poem very much. She deserves nothing less than your full respect. I think that is what we can really offer apart from that unconditional love. So thank you, Neil, for all your sentiments.
Yes, it connects so much with the statements. Many different countries and cities have different statements for International Women's Day, and that respect and all of those things that are given are definitely connect with that. Dr. Ramon, I believe you were next. Do you want to introduce yourself and share your piece?
Sure, Charlotte. So I'm Dr. Ramona Srinivasan, and I am a retired professor from Mumbai University, where I taught for almost 40 years. I am a writer, but not a poetry. So various academic texts in history and French. And today I was going to share a song, Charlotte. If you like, I can do it towards the end.
You can do it now.
Oh, sure. I'll do that then. Okay. So this is dedicated to all the women, the loving women out there who are women in love. Life is a moment in space when the dream is gone. It's a lonelier place. I kiss the morning goodbye. Down inside, you know we never know why. The road is narrow and long when eyes meet eyes and the feeling is strong. I turn away from the wall. I stumble and fall, but I give you it all. I am a woman in love and I do anything to get you into my world and hold you within. It's a life I defend over and over again. What do I do? With you eternally mine, in love there is no measure of time. We planned it all at the start, that you and I live in each other's hearts. We may be oceans away, you feel my love, I hear what you say. No truth is ever a lie. I stumble and fall, but I give you it all. I am a woman in love, and I do anything to get you into my world and hold you within. It's a right I defend over and over again. What do I do? So thank you for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the song.
Yes, and you took one of the paths that we had for our pop-up, that people could have a poem, a song, erotic proclamation. So thank you for being brave enough to sing. And at this point, I'll say, if someone would like to give any feedback, friendly, any riff, respectful, informative, inspiring, friendly feedback.
Well, I know that piece of music, and I really like that song. It's I'm not a woman in love, thank you, God. But anyway, I love that piece of music.
Thank you, Neil.
For our listeners, I'll say this is CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, we are doing a pop-up program, pop-up poetry, where our guests are expressing through poetry, song, proclamations, sentiments that relate to why it is important, or why it is beneficial to have an International Day of Women's History and an International Women's Month. Okay, the next person that I think was popped up was Punky. Karen, would you introduce yourself and share your piece?
Okay, I'll try and do my best. I'm a friend of Charlotte through Eco Wisdom. I very rarely do poetry. I did this poem just this morning. So that's about it. It's called Mother Earth. Mother Earth, how wondrous and beautiful you are. You give us life in each season. You give us beauty, a reflection of stages in our lives. In spring, you give life. You bring forth your children, flowers, trees, animals, with their offspring so sweet, cuddling with their mothers. In summer, you bring joy. Your children play with endless energy and love that seems never to end. As summer changes to fall, the colors are darker and age shows Mother Earth has matured. She is getting ready for her deep sleep. Winter brings a blanket of snow in which darkness, peace, quiet, there is rest. The white snow covers her peacefully until it is time for spring to renew itself and life begins again. Was that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For a work that you created this morning, it had so many facets of appreciation for Mother Earth included. Thank you for taking the time to do that and for sharing it with us. Okay, I think next, Lisa came onto the scene. Would you introduce yourself and share what you've brought?
Okay. Well, my name's Lisa Futrell. I live in Southern California. I didn't think I was going to be prepared to, I didn't think I'd have a poem for this occasion, but Charlotte reminded me that the poems that I have written are perfect, kind of perfect for the occasion. And I thought about it and I thought, well, okay, Women's International Month. And I hope these are, you find these to be appropriate. The first one I'm going to do is called, where did it go?
You can talk among yourselves.
The first one I'm going to do, it's basically, I think that it could be appropriate because as women in the roles of women, you know, we do have so many different facets to ourselves and responsibilities, and we have so many tasks and roles that we fulfill. Some of them we put on ourselves, and then some of them society puts on us. They say, you know, women should do this, women should be that. And so we have so many things that are imputed upon us to be mothers, lovers, wives, parents, grandparents, and then sometimes we find ourselves at a particular stage of life where we're even now we're reparenting our parents. And so we have a lot of roles and responsibility, but we've done so many phenomenal things. And in the world, so in the world, we look like these great warrior kings, women. But there is also that softer side. And at the end of the day, for myself, I mean, that's how I felt. But at the end of the day, you're trying to please, you find yourself trying to please and to be all these different things. But at the end of the day, for me, the heart of the end of the day is wanting to please God. And so one of the my callings in life is to pray for people. And sometimes I just don't feel like praying. But at the same time, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to disappoint God, though. And if that's possible, I don't even think that's possible. But the in this poem that I wrote, it's called Heavy Eyes. And I wrote this during a time where I hadn't really realized there is no way to really disappoint God. And so this poem was called Heavy Eyes. And it says, I've been interceding for a while. My flesh feels like not much else to pray. My eyes are so heavy, but I want to stay. There's 100 reasons to keep praying and hundreds more to sleep, but so many broken relationships at hand and so many children weep. Heavy eyes see no secrets and they aren't concerned with why. My warm bed is calling me out, but to stay awake, I must try. I don't want to disappoint the one who called me. To him, I owe my life. I'm afraid to hear those words. Could you not tarry with me throughout the night? But this mesmerizing sleep keeps hindering me. Only God knows my flesh is getting weaker and I begin to doze. Then I heard the voice proclaim as I fell deeper into sleep. You're saved by grace and not by works, and my love cannot be earned. Then he showed me a hedge of protection as high as my eyes could see, likened to the pillar of fire in the desert when they camped by the Red Sea. Still, I wanted to wake up and do my part. I must fulfill my call. But he smiled at me softly and said, rest, my dear. It's been a long day and you've given it your all. That's it.
All right. Thank yeah. you.
But I think a lot of people struggle with that, you know, and it's pretty common. So that's why I wanted to share that poem for, you know, International Women's Day.
You know, that poem speaks of the most important aspect of being a human being, and that is compassion. That line, rest, rest, my child, that's about compassion that says, I love you. Rest, I love you. That's really, really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. That's what I got. to experience.
I'd like to echo Neil's comments about compassion as well. It's often people, it's easy to think, I'm not doing enough for God. I'm not doing enough. But God has love and compassion for each of us. And I like the way you did that at the end, for God to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. It's like that old movie, Love Never Has to Say I'm Sorry or something like that. And when you love someone, you understand. That's why I love that word compassion too. To me, it combines love and understanding.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, the mental image that I was having, interestingly, it was like a mother, because sometimes it's a mother that tells you, go to bed, get rest, sleep, and forgives you. You know, it's just that I was just having an image, a feeling of being in bed and being tossing and that hand patting and saying, rest, be at peace. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Gerald?
Okay. My name is Gerald Collins. I was actually trained as a financial person and a banker, but an illness kind of pushed me into something where his voice said, why don't you write a book? And I had been writing, of course, a lot of writing to get loans approved in the bank. It was a huge loan. I worked on multi-million dollar loan. But the point is, this voice basically was rather insistent. And this first book popped out in, God, 5 weeks. I mean, it was very quick. And then it asked for another one. And then a second book came out. That took a few years, but I've gotten to writing. I love it, and it inspires me. And so this, I decided to, I've got a book I just finished called Turn Poison into Medicine. It's one of, I think it's my seventh, and won't be out for a while, but I found a poem. I think this is the first poem I ever wrote. Basically, I looked through my computer, I find I've got a lot of poetry. I didn't know I had so much, but I didn't really think about writing poetry. Anyway, this one is called I Am Such a Love. And the book coming out is all about love and its power. Anyway, I am such a love. A love kind without weakening. A love broad, able, willing, and expressed. A love encompassing each difference with acceptance. A love on what seems a secret mission, yet it is not. A love humble to consider itself above no thing, however, never looking beyond itself. A love aware of itself only. A love neither owing nor owning, yet a love within which everything is contained. I am such a love. I am such a beauty. I am such a kind. To believe in a love as such, that I am such a love. Such a love from which peace arises. Such a love cannot fail. Such a love is the flame from which passion, power, and promise are ignited. A love that boggles the intellect. Oh, one such love. A love whose gentleness commands respect. A love within which no fear is possessed. I am such a love. I am such beauty. I am such a kind. To believe in a love as such, that I am such a love. A love there which is no we nor they, just I. A love that needs no excuses. A love that sees past error to nothing. A love whose time is forever now. A love that always answers. Such a love has no wants. It never rests. It is free. I am such a love. I am such a beauty. I am such a kind to believe in such a love that I am loved and love as such.
Nice.
Thank you.
Would someone like to give some riff to Gerald?
Gerald, that's, you know, each of us is born with a piece of God in us. Not that I believe in the old Christian God that sits up in heaven and all that yada, yada, yada stuff, but that in fact, that we are a piece of the Maker, because we are the Maker. And I love the fact that you, if indeed God is love, as you describe it, then really, that's a beautiful poem about the love that is a piece of all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I say something just in general?
Yes.
Whenever I was told, when I was in a prayer group with some people, that everything you do is a prayer to God. You don't have to say long prayers. Whatever you do, whatever you say, as long as it's with joy and grace, is a prayer to God. All of the poetry that I've heard today are very beautiful.
Which gives a link to that. Interestingly, with International Women's Day, International Women's Month, that there is a link of women being a source of love, women being compassionate. So thank you so much for sharing that. Lisa had her hand up, I think, to give some feedback.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say one thing to Gerald. I just that was really a beautiful poem, and I really liked the part. My heart leaped when you said "love never rests." That's all.
Okay. Interestingly, those two poems made me share something that I wasn't going to share. As I have a poem that I've written about women and mothers, but it's a poem that sometimes when people ask me to perform, I do this as a called interaction poem, and people will say, see. Well, I don't have time today to teach everybody the places that you bring it in, but I'm going to do the poem. And when you hear me say, see, it's not because I have a big head. It's just that it'll take a little while to get you as a group to do the response. A man came to my house the other day. He said, Sister C, you are selfish. I said, my friend, what do you mean? He said, what it is you won't share what it is that keeps you so in the air. See. I laugh when I really got his drift. And I said, hey, my friend, check this. I'm on fire. I'm on fire, fire for the Lord. I'm on fire. I'm on fire, fire for the Lord. So it goes on and has some more stanzas, but it's just, I think that as a woman, I feel fired up. And I think that so much of many of our lives, we were told, me growing up as a baby boomer in Kansas, was stay back, be quiet, don't say too much. So being on fire, the other things that happen in the poem is the guy, I said, he looked in the cupboard, he looked on the floor, he even checked the space between the carpet and the floor. Again, I say, my friend, I'm on fire. And he was thinking that I had this energy because of some substance. I must have some substance in my cupboards that's making me have this energy. But I feel that that's one of the things that God gives, and that it's one of the things as well.